Chapter 1. As far as D. Daniels was concerned, too many idiots with death wishes filled the world. She stared into the darkness of the night, caught the whispers on the wind, and saw the shadow of the two lovers as they ducked behind the side of the beat-up building. Shaking her head, she reached for her weapon and followed. They didn't see her when she rounded the corner. The guy had the woman pinned up against the wall, his hands shoved under her skirt, and his face buried between her very, very ample breasts. He groaned and grunted, and she moaned and twisted against him. Dee blew out a hard breath as she waited, not for them to finish, but for the monster to show itself. Probably in about 10 more seconds, maybe less, 'cause they were getting pretty hot over there, and... The woman, a long-legged redhead, opened her mouth wide. Thanks to the spill of lights from the building's second-story windows, Dee got a great view of that mouth. And of the woman's 2-inch-long fangs. Got you. Fangs that were currently heading right for the idiot's neck, as the vamp prepared to rip open his throat and guzzle his blood like a frat boy enjoying the cheapest beer in town. Death wishes. Would people never learn? Dee cleared her throat. Excuse me? The shiny white fangs froze over the guy's neck.
What the fuck?
From the idiot. The man still didn't know how close death was to him. Judging from what Dee could see, it looked like death was about, an inch away. He swung around to face her. Early 20s, preppy, with a face that she judged as handsome, if kind of bland. Dee smiled at him. Hi there. His gaze raked her and the vamp hissed. Vamps always got pissy when their food was taken away. I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave, Dee murmured. The fangs were too close to his carotid artery. The vamp might get twitchy and decide to take a bite, and, well, Dee's shirt was white, and when she snatched the dude free, she'd ruin her shirt with that dark red splash. Not that it was anything fancy, but... She really hated doing laundry.
Get the... Buck away,
bland slash handsome snarled at her. Now some people could almost deserve a bite from a vamp, but no, she was being paid for this gig. The vamp smiled at her. You heard him. Leave, bitch. Dee lifted her weapon. Not her gun, that was still holstered at her side, but the wooden stake was an easy and familiar weight in her hand. Just how long do you think it's going to take me to shove this into your heart? A minute? Less?
Jesus Christ!
The guy's eyes bulged.
You're crazy!
Debatable.
Come on, Karen, let's get the hell out of...
The vamp grabbed him and twisted the man around, using him as a shield. Why did the vampires always do that with their prey? Like a human shield was ever going to stop her. Dee just shook her head.
You take so much as a step, and I break his neck.
She could do it. Vampire strength. She'd snap him in half a second, but... I'll be on you before his body hits the ground. The man whimpered. The vamp's eyes flashed to black.
Who are you?
Just a woman who was hired to do a job. This wasn't a kill mission, but if there was no choice, she'd bring her prey down any way she could. Besides, vamps were already dead, so it wasn't like she was really breaking the old bring-em-in-alive rule anyway. Not that the Night Watch agency really followed that rule. Not when the bounty hunters were after dangerous supernaturals.
I'm getting bored, Dee said. Let him go and come with me.
The guy was crying now, sobbing. Hell. The vamp's gaze darted from Dee back to the edge of the street. Desperation there. Fear. Time for the takedown.
Let him go,
she repeated, voice lashing out, and then Dee heard the faintest sound. A soft rustle. A footstep? Behind her. She tensed. The fear faded from the vamp's eyes, and a smile tilted her lips.
Uh-oh.
Take the bitch out,
the vampire screamed. And Dee knew that the person behind her wasn't just some innocent bystander drawn in by morbid curiosity. Not innocent at all. Shit.
She spun around, ready to face another vampire, ready to...